From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
The global COVID-19 outbreak is already compelling many democracies to do things that democracies aren't supposed to want to do. Curtail movement, ration supplies, contemplate putting soldiers on the streets. The pandemic may also tempt democracies not to do the one thing democracies are supposed to want to do most, at least if they wish to keep calling themselves democracies. Hold elections.
Elections fixed on 22nd have been cancelled.
Election
fresh date will be announced.
What about 24th then?
No elections.
No elections for 24th. It is postponed or cancelled? So now at this
next
moment,
date will be announced.
So at this moment there are no elections. It is cancelled.
No elections.
COVID-19 is already having an impact on elections worldwide. Several US states have postponed presidential primaries. England has decided to hold the 2020 local and mayoral elections in 2021. There will be more of this kind of thing. Some of it will be the careful consideration of responsible governments motivated by pure-hearted concern for the health of the electorate. And some of it will be the outright skullduggery of authoritarian opportunists determined to make the most of a crisis. This past weekend, however, a presidential election was held as scheduled in Abkhazia to choose a successor to President Raul Kajimba, who stood down in bizarre circumstances in January.
In the interest of upholding the national agreement and for the stability of the nation state, the Parliamentary Assembly of the Republic of Abkhazia has decided, in conjunction with the orders of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Republic of Abkhazia and Article 65 of the Abkhazian Constitution, to request President Raul Kajimba's resignation.
But, given that this segment is called The Explainer, it might be as well to begin by explaining where and what Abkhazia even is, for the benefit of listeners who have spent less of the last 30 years than some of us following the fortunes of breakaway republics in the South Caucasus. Abkhazia is, technically and legally speaking, the northwestern corner of Georgia, bordered also by Russia and the shore of the Black Sea. But Tbilisi's writ has not meaningfully run in Abkhazia since a dreadful and disregarded war between Georgia and Abkhazian separatist forces in the early 1990s. Since then, Abkhazia has effectively operated as a sovereign state, though it is recognized as such only by Russia, Venezuela, Syria, Nicaragua, and the tiny Pacific Guano Atoll of Nauru. While Nauru has not, as of this broadcast, opened an embassy in Abkhazia's capital, Sukhum, it did pay Abkhazia the courtesy of surely the most transcendentally irrelevant state visit in diplomatic history when President Baran Waka dropped in for the day in 2017. As previously revealed, the Abkhaz leader who greeted President Waka on that grand occasion was not on the ballot at the weekend. Indeed, former President Raul Kajimba not being on the ballot was kind of the condition on which this election was held. President Kajimba, in office since 2014, was actually re-elected last September. There was, however, widespread suspicion about the integrity of the vote, expressed in hefty protests which at one point included a full-scale storming of the presidential building. On January 10th, Abkhazia's Supreme Court annulled the election. On January 12th, Kajimba took the hint and quit. It was an ignominious end for Kajimba, a dominant figure of the short history of post-Soviet Abkhazia. He has also served as Abkhazia's Minister of Defense, Prime Minister, and Vice President. It was while he occupied this latter role that this correspondent met him in Sukhum in 2005. As befit a former KGB officer, Kajimba struck me as someone who would have been subject, in his time, to very few likenings to a barrel of chuckles. Abkhazia's new president-elect is Aslan Bzania, who also has a background in intelligence and stood as an independent. He lost Abkhazia's 2014 presidential election to Raul Kajimba, and his run last September was thwarted by one of those mysterious illnesses which descend with startling frequency upon politicians in the former Soviet sphere who are unfavoured by Moscow. Bzania's current campaign was thrown into similar confusion earlier this month when he was hospitalised while visiting the Russian resort of Sochi. He was ill enough that he was placed in an induced coma. While certain conclusions were leapt to by many, the official line for now seems to be that Bzania was felled by especially severe pneumonia. This might even be true. The task ahead of the new president-elect is daunting. While he has outlined a more pragmatic approach to relations with Georgia, seeking dialogue with Tbilisi, Georgia remains unkeen on participating in anything which might appear to legitimize Abkhazia as a sovereign entity. And the EU has recently reiterated its view that Abkhazia remains part of Georgia.
Today, the whole civilized world loudly declares the plan to break up Georgia and develop its regions separately, including Abkhazia, will never succeed. The world will never recognize Georgia's disintegration or the new states emerging after conflicts imposed on people against their will.
Abkhazia's relationship with Russia is also severely vexed. Abkhazia fears and resents the Russian support and protection it cannot function without. Russia is interested in Abkhazia, as it is in Georgia's other breakaway region of South Ossetia, and as it is in portions of Ukraine, principally as a tool with which it can destabilize a Western-looking neighbor. And should matters come to blows in either direction, Nauru's navy would be a long way away, even if Nauru had a navy, which it doesn't. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.